You're listening to SBS News.
Over 43,000 people at 39 Australian universities took part in the 2021 National Student Safety Survey, with almost 2,000 revealing personal stories of sexual harassment and sexual assault. The research found women were more likely than men to be targeted, with Indigenous students and those from culturally diverse backgrounds at greater risk. The offences were found to be pervasive, occurring on campuses, in residential colleges, students' homes, pubs and clubs. The chairman of Universities Australia, Professor John Dewar, responded with this written apology.
On behalf of Universities Australia and its 39 members, I am deeply sorry to every single university student who has experienced sexual harassment or sexual assault, or has a friend, family member or loved one who has. I am sorry. I'm sorry for what you endured. I'm sorry for how that may have affected your relationships, your mental health, your studies, and your life.
One in 20 people surveyed said they've been sexually assaulted since starting university, while one in six said they'd been sexually harassed in that time. Gender and sexually diverse students were found to be at significantly greater risk than all other groups. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, people living with disabilities, and people from culturally diverse backgrounds were also at greater risk. In recent years, universities have implemented hundreds of initiatives in an attempt to bring about change. But the CEO of Universities Australia, Katrina Jackson, says it's hard to gauge how effective efforts to prevent sexual harassment and sexual assault have been, because surveys have differed in their methodology.
Having said that, we are very disappointed that the results have not improved more than we would like them to have. Universities since the last survey in 2016 have taken 800 different actions to try and both reduce rates of harassment and assault, but also assist people who've desperately, unfortunately, been harassed or assaulted to come forward, to support them properly.
At the University of Tasmania, almost 17% of students surveyed in 2021 reported experiencing sexual harassment in a university context since starting their studies. Vice Chancellor Professor Rufus Black thanked victim survivors for contributing to the survey, stating the findings will help the university focus on areas where improvement is most needed.
We've done a lot, but there's a lot more to do. We're well aware that we need to ensure every student knows where to report if they've had an experience, where to get help if they've had an experience of sexual harassment or sexual assault. And the survey reveals there's a lot more we can do in that space. Not enough students know.
As part of efforts to prevent and better respond to sexual assault and sexual harassment, the Tasmania University Student Association says different language community groups need to be consulted. TUSAR President Sophie Crothers says language barriers have not been overcome.
Language is absolutely a massive problem part of this. When we've got international students joining our community, when we've got people that come from non-English speaking backgrounds, TUSAR has already started to reach out to our equity-based clubs and societies to talk to them about how we can involve their group and their voice into the decisions that are being made.
Universities Australia says everyone attending university has the right to be and feel safe, and that they must and will do better. Amy Hall, SBS News.